USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Mourners continue to place messages and flowers in front of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. in honor of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away on Friday at the age of 87. Hundreds have gathered at a time at the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court immediately following the news of Ginsburg's passing. Well-wishers leave flowers and signs and continue to break into applause and song. The American flag outside the Supreme Court has been lowered to half staff. Tropical storm Beta is churning in the Gulf of Mexico, prompting forecasters to issue hurricane watches for a swath of the Texas coast, spanning from High Island to Port Aransas. The slow-moving storm is expected to stay in the Gulf over the next few days before hitting land. The storm is the latest to form in a highly active hurricane season, so active that forecasters have run out of traditional storm names and have moved on to using the Greek alphabet to name new storms. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tool. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
President Donald Trump has announced billions in funding for Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory whose leadership the president has derided in the past as corrupt. Trump made the announcement in a White House news conference days after his Democratic rival Joe Biden introduced a new recovery plan. Asking why he's pushing for the aid package now so close to the election instead of a year ago, the president said, "We've been working on this for a long time and wanted to get it right." A federal judge has blocked Michigan's longstanding ban on transporting voters to the polls, ruling it conflicts with U.S. election law. District Judge Stephanie Dawkins Davis in Detroit used an injunction against enforcing the restriction in November's presidential election. A form of the prohibition has been on the books since 1895. The ban had been challenged by groups including Priorities USA, a liberal super PAC that has said it plans to spend millions mobilizing and turning out voters in the battleground state, especially the Detroit Downriver chapter of the union-affiliated A. Philip Randolph Institute. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The COVID numbers worldwide continue to climb, and USA's Wendy King has more.
Poland and Indonesia is reporting a record number of new daily COVID-19 cases. Indonesia reported 4,100 new cases, its highest daily rise in infections, according to the country's health ministry. There were also 112 new deaths reported in the southeastern Asian country. Poland has also reported a new daily record of 1,000 coronavirus cases, and in India, daily recoveries from the coronavirus surpassed the number of new infections. India has the second highest number of cases worldwide at 5.3 million and the third highest number of deaths at over 85,000. The United States has the most cases at over 6.7 million and the most deaths, which is just now reaching 200,000. Brazil has the third highest number of cases at over 4.4 million and the second highest number of deaths at 135,000.
Tens of thousands of motorcycle enthusiasts have gathered in Lake of the Ozarks in central Missouri for an annual bike fest at a time while that state is continuing to see rises in coronavirus cases. It's been a five-day festival that attracts motorcycle riders from around the U.S. It started on Wednesday. Last year's bike fest, Lake of the Ozarks, drew about 125,000 people. Missouri lifted its coronavirus restrictions in June when the state had just over 16,000 confirmed cases. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.